Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just move. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just move. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Hello, y'all. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame since that's the case. And what a shame that people nowadays, not even thinking of him, they living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roofs. Give him the boots.
Creating greater lifestyles while changing our status and raising our standards. Today we're going to do briefly online today. Been different, you guys. We all in this together, and it's a whole lot of things that are just starting back up and starting to happen again. And I just believe that we need to pray more. We need to pray more. We need to start acting in our belief. We need to start responding in our beliefs. We need to pray over everyone, everybody's temper, everybody's emotion. There's just a lot going on right now, and I'm going to talk about it's all about believing. And I know that that's a little challenging, maybe for those who don't believe. But I'm talking to those who do, who believe in Christ and believe that his life can't be in vain, you guys. His word does say that the signs of time have been revealed, and we need to be in a praying place. We need to be in a believing place because we are turning against ourselves. We're saying we love the Lord, but our actions are saying total opposite, absolute opposite. So what are you believing God for? What are you believing in this season that we're in, you know, from the top to the bottom, you know, from the one who walks the street who has absolutely nothing, or the one who is at the top who's got it all and still not happy, still not satisfied with life. Maybe those in the middle who are tired of being crushed and saying that, you know, they're working for the person at the top and they're tired of the ones at the bottom begging to take what they got. You know, what do you do? What do you believe in God for? God has given us so much, you guys. Being born and you were able to live in the U.S. of A., the land of opportunity, the land of the so-called free, and the plenty, we are the melting pot. We are where everyone comes to can live the way that they want to live because everyone has freedom here. But that freedom is about to get taken if we're not careful, if we don't start protecting the things that God has for us to protect, and that's his domain, his space. Everyone has the right to do, to be, to feel, to act on whatever religion or tradition that they have, except for the Christians, except for the believer. So it's all about believing. And what are you believing and what are you transforming to? Because it's too hard to be a Christian. What do you believe in God for? As a cause organization, a disabled individual taken out of the workplace, a mother, a daughter, a grandmother, a sister, a niece, an auntie, a cousin, You guys, family is family. And if we can't depend and count on each other to be there and support us through it all and trust that we are doing the things that we're doing in love, then what are you believing in? Like, what are you believing in? The actions of those who care about you and who love you may seem harsh and it may seem strange, but for the Christian, for the believer, God says we ought to raise up a child in the way that they should go. And parents, what are we doing as Christian parents? How are we raising our kids? You know, are we sending them to church and having them believe one thing, and then when they come home, your lifestyle is totally opposite, but then you want to hit them in the mouth or slap them in the face when they tell you, you know, mama, daddy, you know, your lifestyle, they're questioning it. And you put that child in a position to where they have a decision to make. They either stop going to church and stop believing, or they'll remain rebellious because they know that what you're doing is not right, and they'll remain in prayer. And you're abusing your child with your verbal and your actions because of their spirit, because they've grown. You sending them to church, like, you know, if you didn't want them to get saved, then you, hate to say, you shouldn't have sent them. But you know what? Your heart, your spirit knew that that's what you needed to do. And knew it. But you, some parents are taking these kids and dropping them off because they just want the free time. They could care less that it's a church activity. It's a free daycare. They get something to eat. They get to play. They learn a little something, make some friends. They got people that they believe will take care of their children. It is all about believing. What are you believing? What are you believing God for? These are some questions, you guys, that need to be answered. And there are businesses closing down. There are businesses that are not opening back up. You guys, I see on Facebook, you know, individual, private-owned entrepreneurs are struggling because they want the world to open back up because their cost of living, their way of living has been altered. But if you were believing that God had you build this something, it will be rebuilt. It won't miss a beat. And I know 30 days is a long time for a business owner to have their doors closed. But you guys, if you were doing with your finances what you should be doing, you didn't bite off more than you could chew, and you tithed and you gave and you planted seeds and you blessed others, then your business, nothing that was meant for harm, it can be turned around for God's good. Nothing, there's no weapon that could be formed against you that will prosper. Now, we have to believe what God has said. What are you believing God for? You know, we're all struggling. We're all struggling out here. And y'all waiting on these little stimulus checks. But if you have no idea and you have no intention of it, making sure that you invest or take care of your home first so you don't have to ask nobody else for nothing, that is extra income that you receive into your home. And most of the time, a person only needs $300 to $400 to get through a month. And you got 12. Some got more than that. I didn't get any of it. My children, you know, were wonderful with paying some bills, paying some bills and getting some prescriptions. But you guys, there are people out here who didn't get a part of that stimulus. And we are just having to just make it on what we're given. Is child, what are you believing God for? I've been locked in my house, so to speak. I've been, my seizures, the partial paralysis, I lost my job. Like overnight, I went home that Friday, early that Saturday morning, I could not walk. Could not talk. I couldn't do anything. November the 5th, 2011, at 3:05 in the morning. My whole world changed. My pandemic happened then for me. And I've been walking in this ever since. But I'm believing that God has something greater for me. I'm believing that He will provide and meet my needs. I'm believing that His people will step up and stand and start to take care of your household Quit trying to go shopping. Quit trying to go on a vacation and walking on beaches. Stop trying to be everywhere you have no business being. And get somewhere and be still and get in the presence of God. What are you believing God for? It's all about believing. This whole thing is because we have ignored God. And as soon as they said the world was open, the crazy started all over again. All over again. You know, I don't know what it was. If they were just waiting on people to come back outside, like, what was the deal with that? So, you know, shooting people and blatantly just emptying their guns out on folks, beating them senselessly, just continuing to beat them, and they're not coming at you at all. They're just fighting to just stay standing, and you got people are just standing and watching. They're not trying to stop them from doing anything. Y'all, when will it stop? When will it stop? It is bad enough we have to fight for this whatever, this unseen something. But now we got to worry about just being outside? Come on now. What do we believe in God for? People are in control, but you are in control of your household. While you are in your home, you have the control to teach your kids, to talk to your loved ones, to share with them technology the way that it is. There is no reason for us to feel alone or lonely. Get on your phone, get on your FaceTime, get on your Facebook, and share some positives, share some beautiful things. We saw people loving each other, figuring out ways to have fun, you know, cooking, you know, it was just great. And as soon as you were able to go back outside, you lost your mind. And all of that hate, I believe the coronavirus came because God was tired of seeing his children acting like the people of the world, losing your mind on social media. And all of it has started again because now you can go outside. It's all about what you're believing. You guys, I did not get on here to share that, but it was on my heart, and it is definitely heavy because it saddens me to see how we are responding to the freedoms that we have, and we take advantage of those freedoms every single day. We're not doing anything as a community to help our youth. We're continuing to just act like we don't see that they have no future. Technology, y'all, there was no reason for nobody, none of these kids, to be stuck because you don't have internet in your home. This is the age of technology. Why do you not have internet? Why they don't have a laptop or a computer, a desktop, but you got Jordans and Dooney's and whatever else expensive stuff up in your house, and you don't have enough food to feed your kids because oh my gosh, you guys, just come on now. What are you believing God for? What are you believing him for? And we're just losing sight of all of the freedoms and the greatness that is sitting right there in our midst. Our children, beautiful as they are, if you don't want them, if you didn't want them, all you got them for was a check, then that's a problem. That's your problem. That's your problem. You are responsible for raising your children. Now you see what the teachers had to deal with every day. These kids, some of them were just flat out lazy, just didn't want to do the work because you have encouraged them to just do whatever. They better not say nothing to you. I can't help you, so. Well, now you are in a position where for 30 days you had an opportunity to see what other folks have to deal with when it comes to your children. Some people lost their jobs, professions that you would have never thought because their doors closed because they could not open because they were not essential, meaning necessary. Little mom and pop donuts and little restaurants, like, they closed up. It was like, we ain't opening back up because 30 days down, it'll be a challenge to reopen. It'll be a challenge. Everybody's having to go to home deliveries and online orders, and they weren't tech ready. So what do you believe in God for? If you're believing that God gave you something, then it is up to you to make sure you get it done. Stop relying on these churches because they can't, they couldn't open either. Some of them couldn't open because they just didn't have the technology to do so. So their church members are at home. Giving probably stopped. The churches are in need as well. So now what are you going to do? The place where you turn to the church, they're struggling as well. Why? Because people stopped giving. They didn't mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't. And when, as soon as they got money, I promise you, tithing was not at the top of their list. It never is. So once again, the tithers are having to take care of everybody. What do you believe in God for? It's all about believing. You guys, we have a nonprofit website that is up, and it has a product that can help you boost your immune system, pains. It can even help you with your breathing, help you with your sinuses. It'll help you with your weight. Those of you who got the quarantine pounds like myself, I'm looking down, seeing my stomach. I am not happy. People who are having issues with even getting medications for certain things, natural wellness is the thing. Just know that. It is the new something. And the way the world is going, you guys, you might want to get on board with some stuff, because if you don't, you're going to end up in a place where you're going to have a lot of regret. And don't be mad because somebody didn't, even nobody told me. People telling you, you're choosing not to listen to some people because you don't want to hear word. You don't want to hear God is in control. You don't want to hear anything that has to do with God because you're in your feelings. But you guys, that's the very place you turn to when your world is upside down. You call on the church to pay your rent, your lights, your calls, your getting some folks out of jail. Like, that's the first place you go. But yet you want to do absolutely nothing when things are well for the house of God, the people of God, the ones that are praying for this nation, praying for change. So those of you who know SoWorldWithMadeline.com, go and please, you know, reach out to me. Put your contact information in. Don't be afraid. You know, register for your free account. It's absolutely free, just like any other shopping site. You can go on. I'm social distancing. I'm keeping my distance. It'll come to, the products and services will come right to you. You don't have to worry about anything. It'll come to your doorstep, to your P.O. box. And if you want to increase, if you've got a little shop, you want to add a product line, we have coffee, we have tea. We have natural wellness, something for diabetics, something for aches and pains. We have beauty products for your skin. We have some of everything, you guys. So go in there and see what you can find, SoWorldWithMadeline.com. And it will open up. It will tell you you can contact me, or you can check on the site and register. It'll say click here. Just click here. Or if you're on my Blog Talk Radio and you're listening online, look in the description for this particular episode. All about believing, and you will see where you can say click, register now, and shop late an hour later. It has a link for you for Oxygen, OXYGEN.com/L114149. And then put the P at the end, you guys, for your discount. For listening in, those of you who don't know, they won't get the discount. And I'm telling y'all, that discount is awesome. But I'm Madeline Bass. This is So Real with Madeline. We're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. And we're going to listen to Lisa Douglas, though. She's going to share a little bit about the links to funds, promotions, and how to have an event once we are open back up. If not, we will do it online. God bless.
I'm excited about sharing information with you on how to host a links to funds event in your local market. I've collaborated with other senior vice presidents, I've had my own event, and my teams are also duplicating it, and they're also doing their own Links to Funds events. So what I wanted to do today is actually share with you how to do one and get one done as soon as possible, and you don't have to wait for your upline. The thing is, you need to host or choose a location. And my recommendation is not to have it at a church, because usually when you're inviting pastors all over the city, they don't want to go to one particular church because they'll think that that one particular church is benefiting somehow. So what you want to do is try to choose a restaurant or community center or someplace that's centrally located, so that way everyone will come and they won't have any bias against why they don't want to go to the event. However, if the church is willing and ready to open up their place for a Links to Funds event and they think that they can have a lot of people come out, feel free to go ahead and do it. I've had it at both at a church. I've had it at restaurants and also community centers, so don't feel like you're restricted and you cannot have it at a particular church. Step two is you want to select a date for your location or when you're going to have the event. Well, we all know that pastors and first ladies are very busy on Sundays or Saturdays, their day of Sabbath. So you probably want to have it on a Monday, which is usually their day of rest, or Tuesday or Saturday. A lunchtime event is really helpful because now they have their evenings to free up. They usually have Bible study in the evening, so it may be difficult to have something in the evening. So you may want to have something at lunchtime, but I've also seen events hosting it in the evening and have a nice reception. Step three is you want to make sure you have some refreshments or a lunch or dinner for the guests to have something to eat at the event. Make it nominal in cost. It shouldn't be more than $20 a person. It depends on the region of the country that you're having it. In the South, you could probably have a great event for $5 or $10 per person. In the Northeast, it might be a little bit more costly, maybe up to $25 per person. I've seen a lot of cases where they had a full-blown lunch or a dinner for the guests. My recommendation is to treat the first lady, the pastor, or the nonprofit owner. They're probably 100% guaranteed that they'll show up because you're treating them to this event. Four is you want to start inviting. The first is who are you inviting? Again, you're inviting pastors, ministers, bishops, first ladies, nonprofit owners, anyone who's trying to raise money for their company or their corporation. Who else is going to be inviting with you? Not just yourself, but you should open this up to your business partners and your group so they can invite those that they know. I would say open it up to all the partners in your area. You'll have a great event because now it's not exclusive, but you do want to host it where it's a specific event just for pastors and professionals in a nonprofit arena. Then step five is you want to actually have a flyer made. Now that you've selected the date and the time and the location, the menu's been selected, go ahead and spend a little money. Probably cost about $20 to $30 to create a nice flyer for the event. Put the details on there. Make sure that you and your team members are passing it out. Have a personal invitation to those that they know. So that way you can exchange numbers with those who said they're going to come and have confirmation so you can follow up with them 24 hours before and the day of to make sure that they're still going to come. Step number six, the day of the event, you want to make sure that you have Links to Funds applications printed, ready to go. You also have Five Links applications as well, because every time we share the Links to Funds opportunity, we share not just the nonprofit side, but we also show the business opportunity with Five Links. We want to give them the opportunity to say yes or no to both or to just one of the options. So remember, once they've seen everything in its entirety, they choose to enroll for free in our Links to Funds program. It doesn't cost them a dime. There's no website fee. It's totally free. Or they may see an opportunity for themselves to sign up as a business partner, and then they can sign up their nonprofit organization through the Links to Funds program for free as an entity underneath them. What you want to do is you want to use the DVD that came in this kit to go ahead and present the information. You could show one or two of the promotional videos of the senior vice presidents or their pastors or first ladies in the business so that way they can get a heads up on what our promotional process is like. I love to hear their speeches because it shows them how this Links to Funds program will not interfere with their ministry at all. The second thing you want to share is the presentation. If you're not well versed in the presentation, use the DVD to click play and show the Links to Funds program. It's done in less than 8 minutes, and it's me presenting for you so that way you don't have to be stumbling over your words. You know, everything is right then and there in the presentation. Then you can end by sharing the profit side of the business, the Five Links opportunity, so that way they can see the profit side and see if they saw something in it for themselves to have another stream of income. Maybe they want to be able to retire early. Maybe they want to bring a spouse home. Maybe they want to be able to have missionary or have another stream of income for expenses so they can travel more in order to get the word out about their ministry or their nonprofit. There's a lot of reasons why pastors, first ladies, and nonprofit owners decide to build a Five Links business in addition to their Links to Funds program, which will raise residual donations for their nonprofit. Remember, if you're not well versed with it, use the DVD, press play, and let us do the presentation for you. As you learn it, the slides are already included in the DVD, so you can actually go ahead and use the slide deck that's included so you can speak to all the slides yourself as you've become comfortable with the process. At the end, you want to go ahead and hand out both the application and also the links to funds documentation so they can determine how they'd like to get started with the program.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just move. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just move. For me to camp. 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Hello, y'all. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame since that's the case. And what a shame that people nowadays not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with tours and clowns on roofs. Give him the boots. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Since a man now we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel. I swear no hell won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I wanna know his name. Let my life be show and tell, so you can tell I know him well. It's in his name. I believe.
Know
yeah.
Your name.
Whoa.
Know your name. I wanna know your name. Know your name. Know your name. Know your name.